This is a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. This interview took place January 26th at 900 AM WURD radio station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you for tuning in. So today we're going to be talking with actor Jay Ellis. He's going to be on the sixth season of BET's hit series, The Game. So I think he's on the line right now. Jay Ellis is also premiering in movie 43.
I am.
You are. That's what I was told. Good morning, Jay. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? It's freezing cold over here in Philadelphia. Where are you now?
I'm down in Atlanta. I heard y'all got a snowstorm, huh?
We got a little snowstorm, a lot of just ice crust, you know, just trying to scrape your car off and get out in the morning. Be careful walking on the sidewalk type of thing. But Atlanta, what's the temperature down there?
It's cold.
It's cold?
It's cold to me. It's cold to me anyway. You know, I'm based out of Los Angeles, so to me, anything under 65 isn't right.
Oh, wimpy, 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 man. We got like 14 degrees over here in Philadelphia. You talking like 60. Come on now, man. Give me a break.
That's why y'all tough in Philly.
People
love y'all.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So I read that you had to audition 8 times to get on The Game. Is this true?
Yeah, it is true. You know, it was a crazy process. They probably saw a lot of people, you know, and it got narrowed down really fast, to be honest with you. You know, it went from a really big group to a handful in a matter of 2 auditions, probably.
Wow.
And that handful, you know, we came back quite a bit. So, you know, we met with the casting director, and then we had a work session, and then we met, you know, 2 of the EPs, and then we came back and we met 2 more that we met Mara and 2 of the EPs. And then we came back, we met Celine, Mara, and 2 of the EPs. And
wow.
We came back, we met the network. I mean, it's a lot. It's definitely, it's like, come on, this is so much. But you know, it was cool because you know you kind of learn something along the way about the character each time. You know, when you hear each person's perspective on who the character is.
And so your really character, cool. Your character, his name is Bryce Blueprint Westbrook, and you're a Stanford grad and recipient of the Heisman Trophy. Tell us a little bit about some conflict you're going to stir up on the show.
Well, you know, right out the gate, you know, it wouldn't be The Game without a little bit of conflict. So, you know, there's a scene with Derwin Davis and I.
Okay.
There's a confrontation, if you will. You know, I'm drafted and I'm actually traded to the Sabres. So that causes a little bit of dissension among the ranks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then there's my love life. You know, I bump into Mike Blue bumps into his childhood crush in Keira Whittaker, who's played by Lauren London. And, you know, they have their ups and downs, and he thinks he's famous and he's not. You know, he has no idea he thinks he's the baddest walking on the planet.
Oh,
right,
boy.
Now.
And he gets cut down.
And she comes and puts him in his place. You
yeah.
know? And then he goes back and he takes her and she puts him in his place, you know. So it's interesting. It's a lot of fun.
You're also in movie 43 with Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard's like a, you know, mega star. I mean, how was that? And, you know, did you get along? Was he nice? Did you learn something?
Terrence was great. You know, it was probably one of the better experiences I think I've ever had working with somebody, especially of that level, you know, who's definitely known all over the place, that at the Academy Awards, who,
mm-hmm.
you know, has been in huge franchise movies. Terrence is really great. He was super, 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 super funny, man. He got an opportunity to just kind of play and, you know, do his thing and ad-lib and make stuff up. And, you know, it's seeing Terrence in a completely different way.
I know, because he's usually playing, like, you know, the smooth, you know, love guy or the evil, you know,
right.
dark, you know, gangster
right.
type. And
right.
I saw the trailer and I was like, who is this? What the heck? So I'm definitely going to be checking out the movie 43. Now, I was reading that you got a basketball scholarship. So you got some moves on the court? What's up? What's up?
You know, I'm all right. I don't like to brag.
You don't like to brag, no. Okay.
I don't like to brag.
You know, come to Philly, we got some hardcore, you know, boys out here. They might give you a run for your money or something. You have to take your shirt off and whatnot.
I'm not worried about it. You know?
You ain't worried? You ain't scared? You ain't scared?
I ain't too scared. I ain't too scared. I got the opportunity to go play college basketball at Concordia University in Portland, Oregon. taught me a lot, and I still keep in touch with a lot of those guys. So it's you know, it's really cool to be able to have so many different experiences and have them, you know, have this play this part in your life and
mm-hmm.
who you are, you
yeah.
know, in a different way. You know, everything I do, you know, someone who's been in my past from, I would say probably from middle school all the way through, you know, present day, almost every situation I'm in, someone pops up or something someone said has popped in my head.
Yeah, it stays with you. So you've traveled a lot. I mean, you were a service brat, so to speak, in Germany, the Philippines. You went to 12 different schools when you were younger. Is that true?
Yeah, we bounced around quite a bit. You know, both my parents were also in the service. So I think it might have just been in their blood.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, when Uncle Sam calls, you got to make the move.
Right, you got
to
jump.
So, you know, we definitely bounced around a lot. I got to go to a lot of schools and meet a lot of people,
Now, I want to tell them that you're on Twitter. You're J.R. Ellis on Twitter, so you can follow him. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. If you're listening this morning, please call in 215-634-8065 if you have a question for Jay Ellis, or 1-866-361-0900. Now, I just got off the phone, Jay, with some other young people and a mother and daughter team from Atlanta, and they are really into fitness. And I read that you own some kind of studio. Would you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. I co-own a Pilates and spin yoga studio.
Wow.
Down in Louisiana. We have a couple of them, and we're looking to, you know, we're trying to grow the business. You know, it's really cool to be able to get out and teach people, you know, how they can make themselves feel better just by little things. You know, by
yeah.
doing 20 minutes a day, you know, you can really not only change your body, but it changes your mental. It changes, you know, your clarity, your focus.
Right. That's what we were just talking about. And have you heard about this crazy spinning thing? They're doing it in, like, a dark room, and it's really hot. It was something up in New York I was reading about, this crazy type of spinning, a whole other level of spinning. It's like a spiritual thing. And,
right.
and you've heard of that crazy?
Yeah, I think the point behind it is that, you know, in the dark, you can only focus on so much. You can only see so much. So
yeah.
it really makes you focus on you and what's going on with you and your body. So you know, I think the thought is, anyway, that you kind of tap into something different.
Right.
That you wouldn't if you had distraction in front of you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like intense. But it's like $300 a class or something crazy, I heard.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, we got a caller here. Let's see if this is a crazy caller. Jeremiah from Philadelphia. What's your question today, Annie?
Well, I'm not quite a crazy caller.
Okay.
But, I just wanted to say that your guest is on. I used to watch the game religiously, and used to, because they're not on. But when they come back for the next season, I'll definitely watch it again. But when his character first came on, it was very interesting, because it was like, you know, you get so tied into those people on the show
mm-hmm.
that I didn't like his character. and trust me, I am a political TV watcher, so game is like my dirty little secret, you know. So,
oh.
But I didn't like his character. But then at the end, I think they had an altercation, a physical altercation, and I started to like his character. I was like, okay, I hope to see that cat again. And it's good to know. Good to know that you're coming back on to the show.
Yeah,
you know, and I really appreciate the other stuff that he's been through, the fact that he's a military brat, the fact that he's in the sports and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I got a brother,
are you working out? Are you working out, Jeremiah? What's your workout routine? Talk to us about that.
Well,
I'm going to put you on the spot now.
My workout routine is that of, I'm a Play 60 guy. I have children, so I run around with the kids at least 60
okay.
minutes a day.
So yeah.
That's
my workout.
Definitely.
I have a buddy. I'm a cop in the city. I have a buddy who was a cop here. He moved out to L.A., and he's into the fitness thing. He has his own center and stuff.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that about my individuals who just just aren't trying to look pretty.
They're really taking care of their health and stuff.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. So
thank you so much, Jeremiah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful Saturday, okay?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, that in this business that you're in, you know, Hollywood is merciless. It's like, if you're not a size 4, and for guys, I mean, I've seen photos of you. You're really in shape. You know, you're real trim, slim kind of build, almost like a swimmer's type of build. And, you know, what do you do on a regular basis, especially since you're traveling? How do you keep your routine? What do you do?
I look at it you know, food and water. It's just something that I have to do every day, just to, you know, and you know, when it becomes a habit and when it becomes something that you just do, then it's not work anymore, and you find the fun in it, and you see how it just relaxes your body and melts the stress away.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the gym often. I would say I'm probably in the gym 4 days a week, 5 days a week, lifting.
Okay.
And then you know, I do my fair share of cardio as well when I can. I mean, I actually did yoga. I don't know what happened, but I got to L.A., somebody talked me into a class, and the next thing I know, I got my own mat, and I'm signing up somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, I think even when you're traveling and you're on the move, I think you have to find a way to do something. You know, even if it's just a 10-minute walk around, you know, around wherever you're staying, or if it's, you know, just doing some push-ups or sit-ups, just, you know, in your hotel room.
It helps with jet lag, too, because, like, I went overseas, and when I got off the plane, like, the next morning and I worked out, it does help kind of, like, your equilibrium and stuff. Where's your favorite place to go, since you've been so many places when you were younger? Where's your, like, if I could go on vacation today, where would you go?
Oh, man, I would go on vacation today. You know, to be honest with you, I really love bouncing around the state more than anything, just because it's so different, you know. I love Chicago.
I love Chicago too. I took my daughter there like in June, 1 year, and it was just awesome. There's so much to do there, and the people. I mean, we had a great time.
Right.
And the pier there, and the all the shops, the museums. We love art, you know.
Right.
It's so, and the weather was just really perfect. Because don't go there. I went there in October, and let me tell you, you will get cut down by that wind. You will get cut down by the wind, right?
It's no joke. It's
Jay,
no joke.
Back me up on that, right, man?
Yeah, it's no joke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's too bad you can't be underground because it's no joke.
Yeah, I mean, oh, and there's like this chocolate factory there. I don't know where that was. I was walking by, and it was like, for 4 blocks, all I could smell was chocolate. It was some chocolate factory. It was crazy. Oh, my God.
That's probably the best smell there.
Yeah, yes, the best smell. There's other places that didn't smell too good.
Yeah.
So let me do some fun stuff with you, Jay. If you were for Halloween, what would you be for Halloween? What's your costume?
Oh, man, Halloween. I'm going to be a superhero.
What? Who are you going to be? Spider-Man? Superman?
Hulk? No, you know what? Because we need some black superheroes. So I'm gonna be a superhero. I'm not sure which one yet. I know there's one in the Avengers. There's one that's a part of the Avengers, the Marvel team, but I just can't think of his name.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you like to eat? Are you soda or juice or water? What's your drink of choice?
Water.
Water?
Got a gallon of water sitting next to my bed right now.
Oh, okay. The Black Panther is the Avengers character.
There he is. See?
Tell
somebody to... Who's doing that series?
No
one's done it, so maybe you could be. Maybe you could write something. Get a script out there. Come on, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We need that out there.
We do, because, you know, kids need role models, and kids look at comics, and they look at superheroes in the film, and they only see, you know, white faces, and sometimes it seems unattainable that, you know, I can be a superhero. So I think I always talk to people on my show about mentoring the youth. We always talk about, you know, gangs and guns, what are you doing to help them? What are you doing to redirect their energies? Are you, you know, spending time or giving money, sending books, clothes, whatever you can do to help redirect the energies of the young people? Jay, what kept you on the straight and narrow? I mean, besides the fact that your parents are in the services, but was there something else or a teacher that really kept you straight and narrow to get to where you are today?
Man, there were a lot of people along the way. You know, in the service, you have they have youth centers where kids can go like after school and you know, do homework, and they have, you know, games and TVs and stuff like that. You know, to keep kids you know, from sitting home by themselves or, you know, going out and running with the wrong crew, you know, she's looking for some attention or looking for, you know, somebody to accept you.
Right.
So definitely, you know, those youth tips in my early days for sure helped me out. And then by the time I got to high school, I had a guy at Booker T. Washington High School. His name was Mr. Williams. He's my English teacher, and I will never forget this dude because he the way he spoke to us, it was one of the first times that I think really had a teacher speak to a class full of black students and not speak to us as if we were black students, but speak to us as a human being. As a human being that can go out and change the world or do something in this world.
Right, right.
And
I haven't had teachers like that. Yeah, I had a teacher. She was one of my dance teachers, and she passed away. And I remember hearing that she passed away, and it just like hit me in my gut. It was just so weird because she had such an impact on me. She really believed in me and my talent and skills. And she did that with everyone, and she didn't make you feel bad about, you know, who you were. She just wanted to lift you up. And so, you know, I'm like 40-some years old, and I remember this lady from elementary school because she had such an impact on me. You know what I mean?
And
I think that that's the power of a teacher, and we should definitely pay teachers more than we're paying. No offense to the sports stars, but, I mean, I read, like, some dude is making $11 million playing basketball. And I'm like, $11 million? You know what we could do with $11 million in the public school system in America? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
teachers are underpaid for sure. You know, I have a real soft spot for kids and for education. I did AmeriCorps when I was in college, and I worked in Whitaker Middle School in Portland, Oregon, actually, which at the time was considered an endangered school under the Bush Doctrine.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I worked in this after school program with all these middle school kids, and just the innocence in their eyes and the fact that, you know, they don't know that they can go achieve. No one's told them that they could go do something. No one's pushed them and shown them that they can be this. And they can.
Definitely.
Know, things are attainable, you know, and it starts, you know, it starts at home and it starts in the school system. And you know, the school systems, the public school systems for sure have their hands on the budgets that we give them.
They do. We need to take a...
should definitely be...
No, I just we need to take a little break here, but we'll come back to you in a minute, okay, Jay? So don't hang up. We'll come back.
Yeah.
Callers, just give us a second, okay?
Yeah. Listen carefully and let me tell you.
That's the one now. Let me tell you. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in, 900 AM WURD. My name is Joy Keys. I'm a host of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. And you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Jay, you still there, honey?
I'm still here.
Awesome, awesome. I'm talking to Jay Ellis. He's the new lead on the BET's The Game. When is that coming back exactly? Do you have an exact date for the BET The Game show?
I believe it is March 26th.
I got to wait till March 26th?
March
oh, my
26th.
God. I don't know if I can last that long. Help me, Lord.
We holding you out. We got to make you want it. We got to build anticipation.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to come back. Tasha Mack, girl, that's my girl. She will cut you. She will cut you. You hear me? Jay, you better watch your back on there. She will cut you.
First, right out the gate, Tasha comes in and she tells me what she needs to tell me right out the gate.
She put you in your place. Jay, let me tell you something. There's some women on Facebook. They were drooling over your photo, okay? I was like, y'all need to call in today. You can call in 215-634-8065 or 1-866-361-0900. They were like, damn, who that? Who that? Can I get a number? I said, well, call in. Don't be shy. Y'all being scared. They don't want to talk to you. Jay, what you looking for in a woman? I mean, tall, short, light, dark? What's up?
I'm going to say tall for sure. I definitely like taller women for sure. sure, because I'm a tall dude, you know.
Yeah.
I'm 6'3" and a half, but, you know.
You said 6'3". Okay, maybe I have to get a number because I'm about 5'9", and if I wear my little heels, I'm about, you know, 5'11" or something, so I fit in there.
You in the game.
I'm in the game. Talking. All right, now what about, talking. Now, are you, in terms of ethnicity, you go anyway, or is it only black women, white women? What's the deal with that? Because, you know, sometimes y'all get all big, and you get your little jobs, and y'all, you know, forget about the black women. What's up?
No, I love black women. Love.
That's a good answer, brother Jay. That's a good answer.
I love black women. I've had a very strong black woman in my life, and very strong black women in my life. You know, from you know, not only my mother, but, you know, aunts and cousins. And,
yeah.
You know, I definitely appreciate black women for sure, and love to have, you know, a black woman by my side. You know, someone who's confident in who they are, someone who's ambitious, a goal. You know,
Does she have to know how to cook? Does she have to know how to cook? Jay, do you want a woman who knows how to cook?
I would love a woman who knows how to cook.
Can you cook?
You know what's crazy? I do know how to cook.
What? What you got? Come on. What's up? What's the skills?
Joy, you're going to come to my house and you're not going to want to leave. So you better watch out.
What?
I'm coming to you right now.
Look, wait. Okay, wait a second. I got to tell you, Charlie Barnett from Chicago Fire already offered to cook me some salmon. So what are you offering to cook? Because he was throwing up some salmon with some kind of glaze on there and something else. So what you got? What you got? What's your specialty?
I tell you what. We'll have a cook-off.
Oh, boy. Charlie Barnett, if you're listening from Chicago Fire, you got a challenge from Jay Ellis from the BET The Game Show. So that's a challenge.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, we'll have a cook-off. If his salmon can beat, that'll knock his socks off. I'll give you a lasagna that'll have you. You won't even be able to get out the chair with a lasagna.
I won't even be. I'll be screaming out the window, Mama. Mama, come get me. Mama. So where do you see yourselves like 5-10 years from now? What, you know, you're doing the game. Who would you like to act with? What stars are you like, oh, my God, if I could just do a scene with that person, who's on your top three?
Man, you know, there's so many great people out there. You know, I'd love to work with Will. You know, I think for me, Will Smith has been a huge inspiration for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of, I think, you know, really what made me make the move to Los Angeles and what made me want to be an actor, you know, was watching Will's career from the Fresh Prince, from rapping, and then to the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
You know, all the way to being like a box office king, you know, and...
He was crazy, you know, in I Am Legend. I had nightmares after watching I Am Legend. I got to tell people, I'm a little baby. But that was intense. I mean, and I'm surprised he didn't win an award for that because, I mean, that was just him. That scene with the dog and just wow. You know what I'm saying?
That's some serious
acting. And people don't realize when you're doing, like, you know, there's theater, there's film, there's TV commercials. Like, I remember doing a commercial for 90-second commercial or something. It took, like, 16 hours to make this commercial. So when people are doing films, they're on the set for, like, all day and night waiting for this to set up, waiting for other people. And he was there alone.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a lot.
Mean,
you know, I'm lucky. We do some pretty long days on the game, you know, but luckily, you know, there's six of us. So, and plus, you know, whatever guest cast we have, so, you know, to, you know, work off of each other quite a bit. But to go and do something like what he did in I Am Legend, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work. It's definitely a talent, you know, it's a skill, and it's something that it takes time.
And what about a woman? Who would you like to do a love scene with? Because, you know, you as an actor, you get to kiss people. And I know y'all say I don't like it, but there's some people I might like kiss. I don't know, you know.
I'm not going to say I would like. I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't like. You rephrase that. How about this? I would like Kerry Washington or Zoe Saldana to be on my arm.
Oh. Yes, definitely, definitely. Well, we have a caller, Jay. Io from Philadelphia, you have a question for the guest?
I just want to say I really love your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
You're talking about black girls working out.
Definitely. Do you work out, honey?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Well, you know, you got to make it an everyday or at least a couple days a week activity so you can stay young and beautiful.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, honey. You have a question for Jay Ellis from the BET The Game?
No.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Don't be shy, but stay tuned. Was it March 26th? They're coming back, all right?
All right.
Take it easy, Io. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for calling in today. We've talked about a lot of stuff, but I want to remind the audience, follow him, J.R. Ellis, on Twitter. Also, March 26th, the BET, the game is coming back. All your favorite characters. And, Jay, we're waiting.
The game goes on.
The game goes.
Check us out. I promise you, this year is amazing. It's something completely different. This show has never looked like this. The stories have never been like this. People will fall in love with this show again. If you were doubting the change, don't worry about it. We got you. For sure, we got you. Like you people are gonna really be blown away. It's a great, great, great look this year.
Oh yeah, well I'm looking forward to it. I think that I cannot wait to see you and your skills and your talents. So I want to thank you so much for calling in and thank the listeners for tuning in. Jay, you have a great Saturday.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. Again, follow Jay Ellis on Twitter, J.R. Ellis on Twitter. And you can follow me, Joy Keys, at Joy Keys, and become a fan on Facebook. I'm going to be giving away some of Ellen and Lana Ector's videos, Black Girls Workout 2, so follow me. And thank you so much, 900 ANWURD, for allowing me to host the show here today. I really appreciate it. It's brr cold here in Philadelphia, but send me an email. My email is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great, warm, cozy Saturday and a wonderful week. I think next week sometime it's going to be 60 degrees. Can you believe that? 60 degrees. So let's look forward to, I think, Thursday, 60 degrees. You guys have a great Saturday, okay? Thank you so much for tuning in.